You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take on your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Lot to celebrate today. Boy, oh boy, is there a lot to celebrate today. National String Cheese Day. I like string cheese. It's a good snack. I don't know if it's a healthy snack, but at least it's a good one. I enjoy that one. Fried Rice Day. Where do you get some good fried rice? I like fried rice. That's a good one as well. I know one of my favorite Chinese restaurants, they make a three-flavored fried rice. I don't know what that is on top there, Josh. They didn't put whipped cream on top of this one, did they? That's almost what that looks like. I kid about having whipped cream on everything, and it looks like maybe that's what we did here, is we got some whipped cream on top of the fried rice. I don't know, but okay, so we'll move right along. Let's see what else we've got going on here. We've got Pepperoni Pizza Day. Oh, whipped cream. Oh. I see what's going on here. The guys, they're getting me here. So they've got, did we have whipped cream on top of the string cheese too? And I just missed it. Okay, no whipped cream on top of that one. So we've got National Pepperoni Pizza Day with whipped cream. We've got fried rice with whipped cream and Punch Day with whipped cream. Now that one where we put a little Tito's vodka in that one, I'll probably be a little better than the whipped cream. But hey, you know something? I like that. That's funny. Okay, moving right along. Let's see what's going on here today. Markets, they've been all over the place, but for the most part, ugly. So we're looking at the Dow Jones now down 226, S&P down 25, NASDAQ down 17. Oil's down $1.63 a barrel. Let's take a look and see what's going on with gas prices around the country. Well, $3.68 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. California, we're at $5.45. Arizona, $4.92 is what Josh is paying. Jody's at $3.97. So got you beat by a buck there, Josh. And Lori out there in Louisiana has us beat all the time, our tremendous underwriter. They're at $3.14. $3.14 is what Lori's paying for gasoline. It's kind of crazy watching what's going on in the markets right now. But, you know, today I really wanted to chat a little bit with you, or a little more with you, about what's going on in real estate. Because real estate has made some big, big changes lately. And you've probably noticed it. You've probably seen that interest rates have taken a dramatic increase in the last 6 months or so. What's that mean to you? What's that mean to your family? That's the issue that we want to chat about today, is what do all of these rates and what does all of this mean to your family? And is there a way to beat it? Yeah, so our tremendous team, we've got a bunch of different programs, products, and whatnot available from our friends at Geneva Financial. And there is one of the programs out there. Now, we've talked to you quite a bit about the Payment Assistance Program. That is a product that we've kind of come up with some of our partners and developed this. It's got to be done the right way. We've talked about that before. But if you look at what loans locked at yesterday, and I'm not going to give you any specifics for you. These are just generalities. So when we get to the mortgage minute, I'm going to tell you that yesterday conforming loans locked at 6.252. The payment assistance program that we've put together with our friends at Geneva Financial potentially could save you 1.5 points off of that. 6.252 less 1.5 comes out to about 4.75, but there's more. Think about this. Now, that is, if you do it right, that can be a 30-year fixed rate loan. 30 years fixed rate loan at that price if you qualify. And again, just using the theoretical numbers, because obviously you cannot lock a loan based on yesterday's rates. That never, ever works. But think about that. If you could be back in the fours, that was where we were quite a while ago. We're not anywhere close to that right now. If we look at what's going on in the markets, then the bond market working off of the 5% coupon right now, the 30-year mortgage-backed securities working off of the 5% bond. And we're down again as we've been quite a bit lately. You know that. We've been talking about that since about the middle of June is when we started seeing interest rates really accelerate their drops. So, yeah, I know they went up again in a little bit in August, which means rates came down, but now they're significantly below all those numbers. But what does that mean for you? If we're starting to look at some of these numbers, and if we are able to take in a new program, it's back on the market. It's not really new. It was on the market for ages and ages. Then when interest rates dropped so dramatically and got down where people were getting in the twos and threes, do you remember that when we were in the twos and threes? That was just the beginning of the year. It wasn't that long ago. But think about this. With the payment assistance program, that could potentially cut 1.5 off of the 30-year fixed rate loan on a purchase money, well-qualified, you know, high FICO score, all that good stuff, but could potentially cut 1.5 off of that and then throw a temporary buy down on it, maybe a 2-1 buy down. So you go from that 4.75 to 2.75, 3.75, and then 4.75 for the final 28 years, or as long as you keep the loan. You don't have to keep it that long. There's no wording on how long you have to keep it. But the bottom line of what I'm trying to explain to you and is great guidance costs a little bit of money. Great guidance costs a little bit of money. And I'm going to show you today from the real estate side, I'm going to show you with math, with numbers, why these discount realtors, these cut rate realtors, these flat rate realtors are doing you a disservice. Yeah, they say, well, you don't have to pay as much money. Well, do you really care if you pay more money but you net more money in your pocket, right? All they ever talk about is, oh, you don't have to pay as much. It won't cost you as much. But maybe you're getting what you paid for. Maybe if you had gone to the agent that understands marketing, that realizes how to do marketing, you might have been better off in the long run. We're going to talk about that today, as to why you don't want to be going to that cut rate broker, that flat rate broker. You want to use every tool in the chest to get you, not them, but you, the most money possible after all expenses. Is the real estate market slowing down, or is this a housing bubble? Watching the stock market, check the value of your home for good news. How are FICO scores different than credit scores? Don't forget to use these credit card benefits. Got a lot to go over today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numero 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is, you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, they've got all kinds of products, even some of the crazy stuff. If you thought it can't be financed, give us a call at 800-306-1990. Maybe we have a program for you. The S&P 500 now down 29 points. The 10-year Treasury, if I can get that on my screen here, being that I was looking at something else during the break. 10-year Treasury is up 8 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities are down 20 basis points. And every day at this time, OBMMI, they provide the most comprehensive, accurate, timely, and interactive analysis of pricing ever conducted in the mortgage industry, calculated from actual lock rates with consumers across 35% of all mortgage transactions nationwide. As I report this and re-recording this Tuesday morning, this is September 19th mortgage rates. 6.252 was the 30-year conforming loan. We've got the jumbo loans, 5.803, FHA loans, 6.042, USDA rural loans, 6.007. Best loan on the market for those that earned it. You cannot just want it. You got to earn it. This is the 30-year VA loan, 5.912. What's driving this market? That's the real question. Well, it's all about supply and demand. And I hear a lot of folks still out there saying there's going to be a market crash. There's going to be a real estate crash. The prices are going to drop. Why? No. I shared with you last week, we actually did a broadcast on Economics 101. And if you go to ronsiegelradio.com in the archives, there should be a link to Economics 101 where I did the broadcast talking about why we're not going to see a bubble. We're not going to see major decrease in prices. September NAHB, the Home Builders Sentiment Survey, fell 3 points to 46, which was just beneath the estimates of 47. Present conditions fell 3 points to 54, while future outlook was down 1 point to 46. Buyer traffic fell another point to 31, which is in deep contraction as 50 is the break-even point. Incentives appear to be back. More than half of the builders used incentives to bolster sales, including mortgage rate buy-downs, free amenities, and price reductions. Roughly 24% of builders reported reducing home prices up to 19% last month. Boy, if they would have understood the payment assistance program, they wouldn't have had to be reducing the prices, and the buyers would have benefited dramatically. Housing starts in August were up 12% to 1.575 million unit annualized pace, following a downward revision to July. When factoring in negative revision, starts are really up 8.6%. Starts are flat year over year. Single family starts, which are most important, were up 3.4% last month at 935 million unit pace. Once again, there was a slight negative revision to July. When factoring that in, single family starts are up 2%. They're now down 15% year over year. So while interest rates are higher and demand is lower, supply is tight. The slowing new construction and supply we are seeing is going to hurt economic activity, but from a price standpoint, will be somewhat supportive. As demand is declining, so is supply. This is very different from the housing bubble, where demand was waning, but supply of new homes was significantly increasing. Housing permits, which is the future supply, were down 10% last month at a 1.52 million unit pace, while single family were down 3.5% last month to 899,000 units. And 15% year over year. Additionally, competition were down 5.4% at completions were down 5.4% at a 1.34 million unit annualized pace, with household formations trending between 1.6 million and 1.7 million annualized. Supply is not meeting demand. So think about that. We're creating a need for 1.6 to 1.7 million new units every year, but we're only building 1.3 million. That's why prices are going to stay higher. Just throwing that out there for you. Redfin announced that they're seeing 22% of homes are seeing price reductions. It's getting a lot of attention because that's three times that of the beginning of the year. But wait a second. On average, 2019. I'm not going to look at the average. 2019, 20% of the homes we're seeing price reductions. So is it that significantly different than a normalized year of 2019? But they won't tell you that. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So in the last segment, I was talking to you a little bit about this concept. And it's something that a lot of people just don't understand. They don't want to understand. They don't get it. And I'm gonna share it with you today. It's marketing 101. You know that that's my passion. Yes, I do lead a lending team, but I love marketing because marketing is where the money is made. Who do you think makes more money? Patrick Mahomes or the guy that sells Farmers Insurance? I don't know for sure, but my guess is Patrick Mahomes is making more money than that guy at Farmers. Just throw that out there if you watch that commercial at all. So here's what I want to share with you, because I hear a lot on various radio and TV stations about this concept of cut rate realtors, and you don't want your realtor to make too much money. Well, do I really care? Now, if I can pay the realtor more to get me more, do I care? Now, cut rate realtor, what's their job? They've got to do churn and burn. They've got to get them in, get them out. Do they care how much money the property sells for as long as the property sells? Well, the longer it's on the market, the more money that they're putting into the marketing expenses, if they're doing any, the more money they're putting into the marketing expenses, well, that's taking away from their profit. If they're doing a 1% listing and you're looking at this at, say, $1 million property, they're going to make 10 grand regardless of what happens. They just want to get the thing sold. They don't care how much you get. That's not their motivation. I know. I hear it all the time. Ron, that's not me. I'm all out for my clients. Hogwash. Because if they said, well, will you sell it for nothing? The answer is going to be no. So here's the issue. Now, what if you go on the other side, on the buyer's agents? The buyer's agents. What if we give them an incentive to get on the phone and call everybody they know, get them at the property at the right time, marketing, and show that property to everybody they know with a lot of people in the audience watching that what's going on there? How do you make that happen? Well, I was at a conference this last week, and there was a property that was being discussed that had been on the market for, you know, several weeks, many, many weeks. It was in wine country, and it had a listing price of, I think it was like $1.2 million. They made a change to the list, the buyer's notes, the agent notes, and a property that was getting two or three calls, not offers, but calls per week, gets four appointments in 90 minutes. Why? They made a subtle change. So here's the deal of how this works. This is what it is. It's where you are, as a seller, are going to say to your agent, do you understand the 7% listing technique? And here's as a seller saying, why would I want to do that? I can probably get some agent to sell my property for 5%. Well, you're right. You can. Is it going to do any good? Is it going to make you stand out? How do you get extra exposure? Well, you get extra exposure by incentivizing the agents. Now, I know we're going to get it again. The agents, the buyer's agents say, I don't look at the commission. Hogwash. If the commission said $1, are you showing that property? No. If the commission says 0.5%, are you focused on that property? No. Are you calling everybody you know in your phone book that might have a potential interest? No. Will you show it if somebody really forces you to show it? Yeah, that you might do. But you're not that excited about it. How do we get excited about the property? Well, now here's the issue. Remember this concept, because this is an important concept, is the agents, a good agent, a full-time working agent, has a database of people who are either investors or looking to buy. And when the right property comes on the market, they pick up their phone and they call those people. If they're so inclined, if they're so motivated. So let's take a look at this concept of 7%. What I'm going to tell you to do is the listing is going to go at 7%, and your agent must commit to giving the buyer's agent 4% of that. Why would they do that? Because you make more money. You, the seller, the owner of the property, is going to get more money in the long run, and we're going to talk in depth about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Watching the stock market, check the value of your home for good news. How are FICO scores different than credit scores? We'll talk about that. Don't forget to use these credit card benefits, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, RSRNoDebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Visit rsrhomescout.com, rsrhomescout.com. Watching the stock market, check the value of your home for good news. The stock market can give you indigestion if you're watching that one. While watching the stock market recently may have started to feel pretty challenging, checking the value of your home should come as welcome relief in this volatile time. If you're a homeowner, your net worth got a big boost over the past few years thanks to rising home prices, and that increase in your wealth came in the form of home equity. Here's how it works. Equity is the current value of your home minus what you owe on the loan. because there was a significant imbalance between the number of homes available for sale and the number of buyers looking to make a purchase over the past few years. Home prices appreciated substantially. And while rising inventory and mortgage rates have cooled the market some in recent months, home prices nationally remain strong. That's why, according to the latest Home Equity Insights from CoreLogic, the average homeowner equity has grown by $60,000 over the last 12 months. That is a national number. In California, that number is 117,000. Well, that's the national number. If you want to know what happened on average over the last couple of years, again, got a chart right there on the screen if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or any of our social channels. Why this is so important right now, Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist at the National Association of Realtors, NAR, explains why this matters so much today. Quote, the decline in stock market has dented overall net wealth. It has fallen by $6 trillion from the second quarter. Only housing wealth has held on, with homeowners' real estate wealth, home value minus mortgage balance, rising by $1.2 trillion. While equity helps increase your overall net worth, it can also help you achieve other goals like buying your next home. When you sell your current house, the equity you built up comes back to you in the sale, and it may be just what you need to cover a large portion, if not all, of the down payment on your next home. Bottom line, there is volatility in today's stock market, but home equity is still incredibly strong. To find out just how much home equity you have in your current home, give us a call or visit rsrhomescout.com. rsrhomescout.com. Fourth tab over tells you the value of your home. And if, as always, I ask if you have any friends, family, or coworkers looking to buy, sell, or borrow on real estate, can I count on you to give them my number? So let's go back to our discussion of cut rate realtors and why it's costing you money and why you should be demanding that they pay the buyer more, buyer's agent more money. So let's start this from the beginning. Let's take and talk about a listing that is a $990,000 property. You've talked to the cut rate guys and gals, and you've got market analysis. Maybe you've even talked to those that are saying, that are in the traditional real estate world, saying, I'll do it for 5%, 2.5% to the listing agent, 2.5% to the selling agent. Wonderful. Okay, so now what happens there? You're just like every other Jack and Jill on the market. No real reason for anybody to be excited about your property over the next property. Now, here's what I'm going to suggest, because what I'm telling you works, and it's guaranteed. Here's what I'm going to say. Okay, so let's see if you do add 1% to the listing price. So everybody else has said that property is worth $900,000. I'm going to tell you, list it for $999,900, because that's going to cover that extra percent of commission that we talked about. So that's going to get you where we start. That's our starting number. Now you're going to advertise this, that 4% is going to the buyer's agent. And I'm just going to round that off and say that the buyer's agent is going to get $40,000 in commission. Now, when the buyer's agent sees $40,000 in commission, they're looking at it and saying, who am I going to call today to talk about that 2.5% commission or this $40,000 in commission? They're calling everybody. Now, I'm going to suggest, list the property on Wednesday. Let it go live on the MLS on Wednesday. And as the seller, you have the right to say, I'm working on my property. I'm getting it ready, and I don't want anybody here until Saturday morning. You must stand strong on that. Okay, so got it listed at $999,900, and we're doing 4% for the selling agent, the buyer's side. That would be the person that sells it. They call it the seller's agent. It's kind of confusing. we'll just call it buyer's agent in here. Now, what are you going to get after commission on that 4% on that $990,000 if they do 5%? You're going to get $902,880. Now, what if you're going to get on that same property with a $999,900 after the commission? Well, you get $992,907. You're better off already. Now, what happens if you're able to get more money than that because you've created a buyer's frenzy? Here's the issue. On that $990,000, the likelihood is that they're going to have to take a price cut on it right now. That's going to be a negotiation. Okay, so I give you a little bit of a wrong number right there. So what if the negotiation goes back to $950,000, right? You have to take a little bit of a cut on that, and you're getting 96% of the list price, 96% of list price, which is not outrageous, right? So now you're going to net $902,880. That was where that number was. I had that a little bit off there at the beginning. Now, when you get a lot of people coming through your property on Saturday morning and all the agents have all their people and they start looking at their clients and they're saying, look what's going on here. This property, there's no way that it's going to sell for $999,900. What do you want to do? Do you want it or don't you want it? Well, what if they come in at 1% above? 1%. Well, think about this. Now, where you had a 4% negotiation because you were just like every other Jack and Jill on the street and you netted out at $902,880, if you're getting 1% above, you're netting out at $939,266. $939,266. Are you understanding where we're going with this? Do you get it? This is called marketing, because when you're like every other Jack and Jill on the street, when Mr. or Mrs. Buyer calls and says, I just saw this property on Zillow. Will you show it to me? Sure, I will. And I just saw this one on Zillow. Will you show it to me? Sure, I will. And you say, oh, but wait a second. Look, what did you see this one? I think you might like this one better. Why did they say that? Because they had an incentive to say it. Why do you go to wherever you go for an item that's on sale? Because you got an incentive to go there, right? Why do you go to Taco Tuesday? Because tacos are cheap on Tuesday. Why do you go to Wine Wednesday? Oh, half price bottles are on Wednesday. Why do you go to Happy Hour? Because you've got an incentive to go to Happy Hour. Why is the agent pushing the property that has a 4% commission on it? Because they have an incentive to do so. Let's take it one step further. What if you have to negotiate the property and you get a full price listing on that $990,000 and you get 4%? Well, maybe, what do you say? Let's say 3% over. So you're $999,900. Sells at 3% over, that comes out to $1,029,897. You know what the net is to the seller on that one? $957,000 after commissions. Now, what if you got that full price listing with the 5% commission? You're netting out at $940,500. So full price, you get $940,000. And if you get a 3% over because you knew what you were doing in marketing, you get $957,000. That's $17,000 more to you, the seller, net after the commissions. Now, yes, I know that there's selling costs involved, but that's on all of these, so I didn't put it in there. Every one of these are going to have title and escrow and all these other fees that go in there. But that's going to be the same regardless of the sales price. That's not driven by the sales price. That's why I only use the commission in our numbers. Think about that concept of what's going on here. I want you to understand that the commission is part of the marketing plan. And yes, I know that at Ron Siegel Radio, we've got a 99-point marketing plan that all of our area trusted professionals have access to. But the bottom line is, how much money are you getting? Don't worry about what somebody else makes. You know, maybe they can make $1 million if they're going to give you $2 million. You know, that's hypothetical, right? I'm just saying, if they're going to get you more money, share it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how are FICO scores different than credit scores? What does it take to be a game changer? We'll try and get that one in there. I don't know if we've got enough time. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is, you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Every week at this time, our friends at Visit Anaheim send us over our on-the-town opportunities. Love this. Major event of the week, a romantic event of the week, and a family event of the week from our friends over at Visit Anaheim. This week's major event is the Orange County Auto Show. The OC Auto Show is returning to the Anaheim Convention Center from September 29th to October 2nd. Every car enthusiast will be in paradise with hundreds of new vehicles on display. Event goers will get the opportunity to test drive a variety of cars. Even kids can take a luxury mini electric vehicle for a spin. Be sure to stop by Electric Avenue, which is the OC Auto Show's electric vehicle education, and learn more about electric cars. There will be a kids scavenger hunt and food trucks, so everyone can enjoy themselves all weekend long. Go to www.autoshowoc.com to purchase your tickets. www.autoshowoc.com. AutoshowOC.com to purchase your tickets. The romantic event of the week, Bar and Brew. It's Barre, B-A-R-R-E. Experience a new kind of date at the bar and get your sweat on at Anaheim's very own Brewery X's Bar and Brew event. Pure Bar is excited to host this pop-up on Sunday, October 2nd from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tickets are $12 per person and include the workout class and beverage of your choice. Don't forget to bring your own mat and water bottle. Bar and Brew at Anaheim's very own Brewery X. Family event of the week, Halloween Carnival. Hard to believe we're already at Halloween. Get in the spooky spirit this weekend at Anaheim Garden Walk's Halloween Carnival starting September 30th. Treat the whole family to some fun with live entertainment, food trucks, pumpkin photo ops. The reoccurring carnival starts at 4 p.m. on Fridays and 1 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays every weekend of October. This outdoor, free, family-friendly event continues through the month of October, so make sure you don't miss out on the magic. That is the On the Town segment brought to you by our friends at Visit Anaheim. On the Town brought to you by our friends at Visit Anaheim. We've been going through and giving you some credit education, so I'm going to give that to you again today as well. Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. CreditSanitizer.com. What's the difference between FICO scores and non-FICO credit scores? Not all credit scores are FICO scores. For over 25 years, FICO scores have been the industry standard for determining a person's credit risk. Today, more than 90% of top lenders use FICO scores to make faster, fairer, and more accurate lending decisions. Other credit scores can be very different from FICO scores, sometimes by as much as 100 points. What's in a name? When it comes to FICO scores versus other credit scores, the answer is quite a lot. FICO scores are used by 90% of top lenders to make decisions about credit approvals, terms, and interest rates. Chances are, when you apply for a mortgage, an auto loan, credit card, or a new line of credit, the bank or lender is looking at your FICO score. The reason, lenders know what they're getting when they review a FICO score. FICO scores are trusted to be a fair and reliable measure of whether a person will pay back their loan on time. By consistently using FICO scores, lenders take on less risk, and you can get faster and fairer access to the credit you need and can manage. FICO scores use unique algorithms to calculate your credit risk based on the information contained in your credit reports. While many other companies design their credit scores to look like FICO score, the mathematical formulas they use can vary greatly. Unfortunately, the methods used by these companies can lead to credit scores that are very different from your FICO score, and even just a few points difference can have significant consequences on your terms and rates, potentially costing you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. So how are the FICO scores calculated? You need to learn that. We can teach you that. Why do FICO scores matter? Imagine a world where every lender used a completely different method to decide whether or not to give you a loan. You would have no way of knowing whether you would be approved at one place and denied at another. This was actually the case not that long ago. There were all kinds of different ways that lenders would make decisions about extending credit, including data about a person's address, type of employment, and gender, among other things. People were often approved or denied based on inconsistent and sometimes unfair information. In 1989, FICO scores were created as a way to help streamline the decision-making process for lenders and make the lending process more consistent and fairer for people like you. Top three reasons you should choose FICO scores over non-FICO scores. Quote, for years, there's been a lot of confusion among consumers over which credit scores matter. While there are many types of credit scores, FICO scores matter the most because the majority of lenders use these scores to decide whether to approve loan applicants and at what interest rates. Unquote. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. So why choose FICO scores over other scores? Here are just a few reasons. Number one, you can be confident you're seeing a score many lenders actually use. Because FICO scores are the most widely used scores, it's very likely the lender will check your FICO scores when you apply for credit. Number two, you can make more informed financial decisions. With FICO scores, you're better prepared to know when to apply for credit because you're reviewing the scores used by 90% of the top lenders. Remember, non-FICO credit scores can differ by as much as 100 points. Other credit scores may vary from your FICO score by several points. This variance could cause you to overestimate your likelihood of getting approved. According to a recent Consumers Union report, quote, score discrepancies can give consumers the false hope that they qualify for credit or low interest rates when they do not. Consumers can face higher interest rates than expected or be denied credit, unquote. On the flip side, non-FICO credit scores can lead you to underestimate your credit worthiness, keeping you from purchasing a much-needed family car or refinancing a mortgage that could save you thousands in interest. Number three, you get 25 plus years of experience and a score that evolves to meet your needs. The way we use credit has changed a lot since the first FICO score. For example, today we use credit cards more frequently and loans are larger to accommodate rising costs. As spending behaviors have changed, FICO scores have evolved. For instance, FICO scores continue to accurately predict credit risk so you can get access to the credit you need and get credit that you can manage. By choosing FICO scores, you're getting decades of industry-leading knowledge and expertise that lenders value and trust. FICO scores versus other scores, compare for yourself. FICO scores, the standard for over 25 years used in 90% of lending decisions. Other credit scores, often called educational scores. FICO scores makes lending decisions consistent, fair, and fast. Other credit scores can be significantly different than your FICO score. FICO scores give you a better understanding of your credit and more confidence when you apply. Other credit scores can be off by up to 100 points, causing you to underestimate or overestimate your credit worthiness. If it doesn't say FICO score, it's probably not a FICO score. Quote, 62% of consumers who received a non-FICO credit score mistakenly believe they received a FICO score, unquote, according to BAV Consulting Survey. Simply no substitute for FICO scores. Remember, before the creation of FICO scores, there was no industry standard to make sure access to credit was more fair and accurate. When you want to know where your credit stands, it just makes sense to get the scores your lender will use. A note of caution, some sites may try to sell a credit score and pass it off as a FICO score. If it doesn't clearly say FICO, probably not a FICO score. So there are a lot of different places to get FICO scores. If you want to get your real FICO score, give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We can get you a link to a site that'll give you your FICO score, your true FICO score, all three, give you a trial for $1. Now, you may end up wanting to keep it. I have had mine for many, many years. I pay significantly more than a dollar to get my FICO score, but I want to know what is the true FICO. I want to watch it. I want to monitor. If there's a change in there, I want to see it. It's the way it works. That's your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? I don't know. Do we have time for a better outcome segment in here, Josh? I don't know. No. I'm asking Josh. I give him some of these things and throw curveballs at him. And then he's scampering to try and get it all to fit into the time allotted for the show. So instead of giving you a crazy segment there, let me just give away some stuff. How about, can I give away stuff, Josh? Oh, I only have a minute left, so I got to give it away quick. So if you want to get your credit repaired, get working on your credit repair, creditsanitizer.com, creditsanitizer.com. You can go there, fill out a form. It's about 90 seconds long. We'll get you started on a credit audit. It's free, creditsanitizer.com. If you're thinking about buying a house, Home Buyer's Guide, it's out. RSRHBG.com, RSRHBG.com. And if you're thinking about selling a house, give us a call for that 99-point marketing plan. And to understand that program that I described earlier in the broadcast, about how you're actually able to get more net dollars in your pocket by understanding marketing and giving an incentive to realtors to go out there and promote your property over somebody else's. I don't understand the cut rate stuff, but you know, you get what you pay for. As always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.